Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, everyone, all my South Shore neighbors and friends. This is Cindy Ford. I am sitting in for Sharon McNamara this evening, and I have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world as a guest host.
I am.
That's true. I have Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage. He is the sponsor of this radio show. And on a sad note, so much for that. We have a third. Oh, we miss you, Sha.
Right.
Sorry about that. But on a sad note, that Sharon's husband, Mark, his mom passed away this week. So they are preparing for the arrangements and everything. So we send our love and prayers out to the McNamara family. So I am sitting in for Sharon this evening. And as I said before, I have Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, and I have my wonderful Ryan in the house. Hi, Ryan. Ryan's on the phone talking to someone, not me. Someone. I know. He's so important. But so I have Ryan here, and I also have a special little guest here. I have Miss Kimberly Ford, my daughter. First time here, right, Kim?
Yep, first time.
It is. And so we're going to see if she answers a few questions or has a few questions for Dan today. But she's going to be interning at Fairway Mortgage this summer. Uh-oh, look out.
Yep.
Yeah. Look out, world.
Look out.
It was against my better judgment.
And but before we... Before we get into that, we want to make sure that everyone gets home safely. So I have Malcolm Alter. Malcolm, how's the traffic tonight?
Well, we're still looking at delays coming down the expressway. Cindy, good evening to you. This report is brought to you by Compassion International. It's all tied up out of the O'Neill Tunnel, most of the way into Braintree. Little open space here and there. Now, northbound will slow you down from Furnace Brook up through the Ponset Circle. Again, Columbia Road into the O'Neill Tunnel. On Route 3, you've got slow traffic down past Union Street. Route 128, occasional stop and go from 2A down to Route 9, again down through the Dedham-Westwood area, northbound from the expressway up to Route 24. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we are back, all my South Shore neighbors. Again, this is Cindy Ford sitting in for Sharon McNamara this evening. I have the infamous Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage with me. And if you have any questions for Dan regarding loans or anything to do with that, 203K loans, mass housing, home ready, anything, you can call us at 781-837-4900, and we would be happy to answer any questions you might have. And so, Dan, what I do want to start with tonight, I want to talk a little bit about this. We've talked about it on the shows before, the Home Scouting app, which is on fire right now. Every time we mention it, we have all these people that sign up for it. So I'm going to let you tell everyone just how simple it is and then what they can do and then about the other part of it that will surprise them about.
Yeah, so I mean the Home Scouting app is great. It's just it's a value add. We try to add you and to all your clients and everyone out there. As long as you're using your VIP code, it's a free home search app where you're not solicited, you're not, you know, bothered by people. You get to set up your own search criteria. Your information isn't sold. And it's kind of I don't know what the word is, addictive, because we have people that even after they buy, they're still using the app because it's just so much information.
Right, exactly. I noticed that, and I have to get in touch with some of my clients and go, what are you doing? Why are you still looking in here? We just moved you in last week. Right. Why are you doing that? And then I have like brand new clients, and it doesn't matter what age group for me anyway, that they are in it. I'll get, you know, an update in the morning that says so-and-so is in 34 times last night or yesterday, 78 times. And I think, oh my gosh, because the great thing about that, as you know, is it is directly attached to multiple listing service.
Right.
And multiple listing service is where all of the agents, we have all of our listings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real time.
Right.
So if an agent were to put a property on the market at 2:00 this afternoon, that can take anywhere from 24 to 48 hours to get on most sites.
Right.
And some of them, it can download pretty quickly. Just one or two of the sites. But if they change a price or they put something back on the market, normally you have to wait and, you know, see when all the websites update.
Right.
You'll see it instantly right then and there by doing that.
That's what's great about being MLS-based, and it's accurate. I mean, I'm sure you've had millions of calls, you know, people, oh, I want to go see this property. I saw it on one of the other sites. And you go to look it up, and, oh, that's been gone for 2 months. You know, that's sold. So that's the one, like you said, that's the big point. It's MLS-based where everything is accurate.
In real time.
Yep.
So important.
Yep.
And you can look. So what I normally do for my clients, or what I did before you introduced me to this app, I would set them up on MLS, and they would give me a criteria. We want a 1.5 bath, at least 3 bedrooms, maybe something 1,500 square feet and more, and this is our price range, and these are the towns, or this is the town we're looking in. Okay, so I set that up, and then they would get updates for anything that came in their criteria on a daily basis. Just once a day in the morning, it updates at like 3:30 in the morning. Well, then I would put them, you know, once you had the Home Scouting app, I'd have them sign up for the Home Scouting app, and I'm seeing them look at things that, and I'm saying, you know, you're not looking on MLS. Well, because they've changed their price range a little bit. They've changed the towns. They might have added towns. They may have changed that, okay, now we are okay with one bathroom. Maybe we can put in a second bathroom or something. I can't change anything on MLS unless you tell me.
Right.
And some people change their mind daily.
Right.
At what style house, what they want to look at. So this app allows them to freely, no matter what time of day, to look at any town, any price range, anything they want.
Right. Because, and the market's so tough right now, it's a big advantage to be like the first one right out there to put an offer on a property.
Yes.
Or that's one of the reasons people may change that criteria. Maybe it's a tough market in, I don't know, Marshfield. And now they decide, they had told you Marshfield, but now they're saying, well, you know what, we could live down maybe in Plymouth or any of the other surrounding towns.
Right.
And instead of it, you know, having to wait to change that, you know, call you and change it, they instantly change whatever they want.
Well, the thing is, this is what would happen in the past. My clients wouldn't call me at all to change anything. They would start texting me properties that they want to see, and I'd say, huh, that's not in the town that they were looking at. Well, they went back to their old ways and they looked at those websites, and those properties were under agreement already or already sold. So I said, okay, now this Home Scouting app has changed all of that. It has changed the face of how my clients can look for properties, especially in this market, because you're right. We have to be on top of things and get out there immediately. And even when we get out there immediately, we're still in bidding wars or things like that. So why don't you tell people how they can download this app?
So what you can do is just go to your either your Android, the Play Store, or Apple Play. Well, I'm used to Android. So it's just your market, right? What do you call it on Apple?
The blue round thing that I pressed. App Store. Kimmy, what do we call
App Store,
that?
Right?
App Store?
Apple App Store. They're just very simple on that.
Yeah.
So then you would just go in there.
Ryan, don't look at me like that.
Right.
Their little round blue thing with that looks like one of those things I used in school that I couldn't use. What were those things called?
I mean, you're not wrong, but a protractor.
A protractor. Yeah. It looks like a protractor on there, right?
Kind of.
Yes.
Just being real.
Whatever gets you through the day, Cindy. You know?
Exactly.
Right?
I still love you, Ryan.
Yeah. So then you just go in there and you just look up a home scouting app, and then you use, it's perfectly free as long as you use Cindy's VIP code, which is C-Ford, if I'm not mistaken.
All lowercase, C-Ford. Mm-hmm. It's a tough one, so we're going to get that again.
Yep.
C Ford, all lowercase.
Yep.
No spaces, no nothing.
Yep.
And then you are instantly connected.
Right on, yep. As soon as you go in, you can start looking around. I mean, you can even set up sold home alerts after you buy just to see kind of what the value of your house might be, because it starts going up. There's just so much it can do. I mean, it gives you driving directions to a property. If you decide you want to go see something, you decide I want to go see it. Or you could be walking down the street in some town. Oh, this is a nice neighborhood. I want to see what's for sale around here. Show me homes for sale around me.
And then for me, it's great because they can put in a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
They can just click on the property that they want me to show them. And so I'll get like 3 or 4 or 5 properties.
Right away.
And then I can schedule without even having a conversation. I'll look at those properties and determine if we can get in them. And, sometimes they just go that quickly.
Right.
But at least they're looking at real-time information. So that is great. And now to take that a step further, you have now created
So Fairway, to kind of stay up with the times, everyone does everything, through an app.
Yeah.
So they've developed the Fairway Now app. So the Fairway Now app allows you to apply for a loan. There's mortgage calculators, everything. But right within the Fairway Now app, you can use home scouting, right? So what's good is it kind of is trying to take care of you in the fact that you want to see properties right now because it's such a tough market. But you also want to be able to apply for a loan because the pre-approval is the most important thing. Because if you're not pre-approved, you can't put an offer. Your offer won't even be looked at. So you could find the greatest house of your dreams with the home scouting app, but if you're not ready to buy, you're not going to get that house. So that's why we always tell people, we kind of incorporate it, say, hey, you can apply right now. I think it's 12 minutes to apply through the app. Then we'll just talk, go over things. I'll request docs, send in some docs, and you're ready to go.
Even send those in using your phone?
Right through the app. You can take pictures. That's how simple they're making it. You can take pictures of your docs, your bank statements, upload them. It's incredible the amount of stuff this does, and it's just going to keep getting better with updates that they're using, going forward.
But now the Fairway Now app, I have to text to someone,
right? Yep. So someone would, they would be talking to you and say, hey, can you, if you saw them, hey, I'll text this to you. And you just text them the app, the link, and then they just download it, and it's all your information right there. And it's super simple.
It is. And so, and this is what happens to me all the time. I don't know about other agents you work with. I mean, you don't work with anyone else, right?
No.
Yeah,
I wouldn't dream of it.
I didn't think so. But if you did and you had other agents there, this is, I lost my train of thought. There I go because I, that's what I do.
Wow.
I still lose my train of thought. What was I talking about? The app, the Fairway Now. Oh, so when I have people call me that, might be calling on a listing from somewhere.
On one of the other sites.
On one of the other sites. I ask them, because in this market, you have to be prepared. And you have to, that pre-approval is one of the 5 documents I need to send with an offer, or it's not even going to be looked at.
Right.
So my first question is, are you pre-approved? And 98% of the time, they're not.
Right.
Or they have a pre-qualification letter. Or they have something from maybe they applied online
to one of the other.
And so it's an education process, so I can educate them that, if we want to be taken seriously for an offer, we might need to do these few things because another agent may look at this and say, this is not worth the paper that it's written on.
Mm-hmm.
So that pre-approval is paramount of anything that I'm sending. And I have some people, even recently, because there's so many offers that the agents are calling you to see really how pre-approved my clients are.
Right.
And that has enabled them, with the process that you do, has enabled them to be one of the one chosen for the property.
Yeah, because the way I choose to do things is a little bit more work up front for a client, because I do get tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, but that's all in the goal of not running into any problems later on. And also, after that work is done, they can just go out and look for a house. It's pretty much done for them. They've done all the hard work. A lot of people try and get those documents after they've talked to a person, and they'll give it. That's why you're saying the pre-approval isn't worth the paper it's printed on, because they haven't seen tax returns, pay stubs, or any of these things. So, and especially with the onlines, they just ask you to fill in your income. Well, how do you know what qualified income is?
Right.
Especially if you're a self-employed person. You know, do they know that you need a two-year history of that? You know what I mean? I've been working on my own for a year. I make great money. Well, but in our world, you need a two-year history for your income when you're self-employed, because they really have nothing to base it off of. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just you could have had one great year or one poor year, and then the next year is good. So then they kind of average it. That's why we use a two-year average on all these things. But if that's done up front, and then, you know, a realtor will call me, you know, what's been done to, you know, how did you do your prequal? So you explain to them, I've already gathered everything. And they'll say, oh, you know, and they kind of can get a feel for whether you're, you know what you're talking about. Oh, can you get the commitment out by this date? Yeah, I sure can. Okay. Can you close by this date? Easily. You know, we had one just recently. That's how we got it. And we were actually using, you know, most people don't, a lot of realtors have trouble accepting an FHA.
Right. That's my client.
Pre-approval letter. So in this multiple offer environment, it's very tough if you have an FHA pre-approval.
Right.
And now, but a realtor called me, asked me about what I've done, and if it would be tough to close them at all. Not a problem at all. We had, say, a commitment date of the 15th of May. We were clear to close on the 12th. But that's because the borrower was great, had everything in ahead of time. They e-signed their docs really quickly, and we were ready to go. So this was supposed to be closing, you know, June 9th, and we were ready to go, you know, less than 2 weeks into the process.
Right. And because of what you do, and I'll tell you, I had an agent in the office called me this week that it's she happens to be the buyer's agent for someone purchasing one of my listings. And we just found out, commitment is due this week, and we just found out, and her clients are using whoever they're using, I don't know who, but they had a prequal. And now we're 3 weeks, we're closing May 31st, and now we're probably 2 weeks before the closing, and they determine they can't, it's a mother and daughter, they can't use one of their incomes because she's a teacher and she takes the summer off.
That doesn't...
And she doesn't take the pay, like she gets paid or something. It looks like she's on it. So
maybe
they had
call me. Doesn't sound
well,
too right.
I almost did, but it ended up that one of them qualified. You know, just one qualified because they were qualified for so much more. But this is 2 weeks before the closing.
Right.
That whatever happened there never should have come up.
That should not happen. I mean, I've seen people call me after a lender they're working with will send out a commitment letter subject. So a lot of people might not know what a commitment letter is.
To me, that's
almost more important than a closing date.
Well, it is more.
Because once you go past, you'll have two dates in a purchase and sales, your commitment date and your closing date. The biggest date to me is the commitment date, because once you pass that date, if you don't close on that home on the day we're supposed to close and it's for a buyer problem, they will not receive their down payment back. So that's why it's a very important date.
Right.
I've had lenders send out, now the commitment letter covers us, the lender.
Right.
And it's basically saying, you know, as long as you get X, Y, and Z done, we'll be able to close. I've seen them issued with tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, everything you ask a buyer for, they put that on a commitment. That means they didn't look at one thing.
No.
And that is, to me, borderline negligent, because now you just put this person in such a bad position, because A, they're sending out a commitment letter with nothing done, and half the time it's done way before the commitment letter is even due. So I don't know how these people are still in business, you know?
And the unfortunate thing is, for a lot of people in that situation, they don't know.
You don't know. I agree with that.
Like, so I send documents to my clients all the time, and the first thing I write is, please read and call me if you have any questions. If we need to get together and go over it, or we need to go over it on the phone, I'm perfectly fine. Just please read it. Every single one of them, I get the documents back, e-signed, like, instantly, and I go, oh, that was quick. Are you all set? Because I always say, check the dates, check this. I go over, you know, this, even if it's an offer, this is your inspection, this is when we have to have this done, and this is when purchase and sale has to be done. This is, you know, the commitment, when the bank is committed to giving you the loan.
Right.
You know, you're not out of the woods. For me lately, it's the appraisal.
Right.
Because the appraisals are crazy, and the commitment date.
Right.
The rest I can work around. I'm perfectly fine with that. But they'll call me and they're like, what is this? What does that mean? There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. These people are thinking, you know, potentially we need new furniture, or this is a lot of money, or, you know, we need to do this and this and this to the house, and we have to either sell our house or give our notice in our place, and who's going to pack us and who's going to do this. There's a lot to it. And for the most part, you know, I just repeat over and over and over again the same things. And then they'll call me about certain things and I say, that's definitely a question for Dan, for your loan officer. That's not what I do. Could I potentially answer the question? Yes, but I prefer not to. But that's it's the communication, and it's constant education, because they trust us so much. And so all those dates that I have on the purchase and sale, those are in my calendar.
Right.
With reminders that they're coming up, because not on my watch are we going to miss a commitment.
Because as soon as we have a loan go into processing, we have the our processor will send out emails a week ahead, like, so they, it's just basically all the dates a week ahead. You know, commitment date is X date, and it's always a week before, so we know, hey, is there anything we need to get cleared up before this commitment date or anything like that? Same thing with the closing. We're always a week ahead of everything.
Right.
Yep, because you have to. I mean, that's what, you know, kind of good lenders or good realtors do. You know,
I have another closing with you on June 16th. We got the commitment this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Already done, because of all the legwork that you do prior to. I mean, that is so important, and I don't think people realize that.
They don't, but people don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Because you're calling someone, and you're thinking this person knows what they're doing. You're supposed to be a professional. So, you know, that's why I think referrals are very important. And a lot of people think, hey, what are you getting out of this referral? Is there some kind of, what I'm getting, because I'll refer you to an attorney that I use, the, what you're getting from him is a great experience, which hopefully at the end of the day will lead to a referral back, you know, because that's how we work. I'm not getting anything special back from him, except for I know that you will get everything
peace
explained to you. Yep, you'll get everything explained to you. It'll be done on time. You know, that's the thing that matters to me, a great experience, because you're short-sighted if you don't. Like a lot of the big companies, they just have, you know, kind of people applying online, so they don't really care about you, and half the time they're out of state. They don't care if something goes wrong. You don't. They don't have to answer to you. They don't have anyone to answer to. It's just an online application to them. So people don't really understand that fact. So that's why I say I take referrals seriously. And I think people out there should, just to kind of, I know the way of the world, it's going kind of differently now. Everyone thinks everything should be online. And we offer that. But at least you'll have someone to talk to that's local, you know, kind of go over everything with you, you know, and explain it. That's the biggest thing. I'll probably bore you with my explanations. But at least you should hear it.
No, you should absolutely hear it. And, you know, this, for me, this is a referral-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I do get business from talking to people that come into my open houses and educating them at that point. But referral is, you know, it's our reputation.
Right.
And we only have one.
Right.
And so
100%.
We, and then I know that I never have to call you. I never have to reach out to Jim. I know that you're doing your job and I'm doing my job.
Yep.
And I'm not, and I, unfortunately, in many instances, when I'm on the other side and, you know, you're not, you know, you have nothing to do with the buyer of, you know, one of my properties, I have to stay on top of the agent, and the agent has to stay on top of the loan officer and, or the attorney. And it's, makes your job very difficult, because you've got enough to do. Like, there's so many moving parts to this that it, I think people don't realize until they work with us.
Especially though, if people have bought before in, say, the, you know, mid to early 2000s, when anyone would get a loan, there was almost no documentation. So now when they see things now, say it's a second go around buying, you know, maybe 10 years later or something, you know, holy cow, I didn't know I'd need all this documentation. Well, that's why the loans are so much more solid now.
Right.
And that's why the industry is kind of thriving. The, you know, the government's doing really well. Fannie and Freddie are doing really well, because there's such a low default rate right now on loans, because they're qualified.
Right. They're
before,
actually
they
qualified.
Weren't.
Right, absolutely. And we're going to talk about that in just a few, just a minute. We do have to take a commercial break. If you have any questions for Dan, 781-837-4900. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to purchase investment property or considering converting a property into condominiums? Or are you a business owner or investor selling or acquiring commercial real estate? Mahoney Law Group is a full-service real estate law firm and has guided thousands of people in the South Shore area through all stages and types of real estate ownership, including buying, selling, refinancing, and condominium conversions. They specialize in residential and commercial real estate closings and title issues. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned commercial real estate investor, the knowledgeable and experienced staff at Mahoney Law Group is ready to help, and they're always available. Make sure to ask about their first-time home buyer discounts on fees and title insurance. If you have questions about buying, selling, or refinancing, give them a call, 781-849-0700. Visit their website at mlgne.com or like them on Facebook and Twitter. Again, that number is 781-849-0700. Visit their website, mlgne.com, or like them on Facebook and Twitter, Mahoney Law Group.
The next time you see a baseball diamond on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field more than 100 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and ceiling. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you see that umpire dusting off home plate, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
We are back, all my South Shore neighbors. And again, I am sitting here with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, located right here in Marshfield. And a little guest tonight is Kimberly Ford. And a shout out to two of her friends, Elena and Megan, who are listening to the show. If you have questions, girls, on your mortgages, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to answer them. But what I do want to get back and talk about the process of this loan. So I seem to get a lot of people that are referred to me, but they know nothing, and they are already thinking they're pre-approved.
Right.
What they also don't know is, you know, they go to maybe the bank that they do their, you know, checking and savings account with, and I'm not saying that's a horrible thing. What I'm saying, they may not offer the programs that you offer. So I just suggest to people, hey, this is the most amount of money, regardless of what price range you're in, that you're going to spend in your entire life.
Right.
So I want to make sure that you're taken care of in every way, shape, and form the best way. And again, what I get from that is peace of mind and knowing that, you know, paying it forward, making sure you're taken care of. So, you know, with that said, and there I go again with losing my train of thought.
Talking about different products.
Different products. Thank you, Dan. I'm chronologically challenged. Give me a break here. But we're talking about different products, and they just don't have them. We're just getting a mortgage. They don't know what kind they're getting. So, and I do have a lot of buyers that are maybe 3% down or 3.5% down buyers. I also have buyers that have 20% down, but for various reasons, they may not have a higher credit score due to some financial difficulties, a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So I always just suggest, I say, it costs you nothing but a few minutes of your time to reach out to Dan. What you choose to do is totally up to you, and I support you 1,000%.
Right.
But I'm just looking out honestly for your best interest. There's nothing in this for me, again, other than I know that I sent you in the right direction, and at the end of the day, you are going to have a really pleasant experience through the home buying process,
right,
with the exception of not getting properties because we get outbid, but that's that's another
that's the way
show.
It is right now.
But so some of the programs that you have out there that, you know, and tell me why Fairway has them and maybe another bank doesn't.
Well, a lot of it goes into Fairway is a very compliant company. So what happens is they dot their I's and cross their T's. So we sell direct to Fannie and Freddie on a lot of them. You know, so we have, you know, some of the other, you know, bigger banks that we can, you know, send a loan to if we wanted to, but I haven't done that in the longest time. We have, you know, mass housing available. We want to be able to have a big portfolio of products because we know everyone's situation is different. What might work for one person might not work for the next person. Like you said, there's some people with 3% down, some people with 25% down. So there's going to be different loans for each. And even within those 3% down, there's different programs for those. There's like different subsets that would work better. For instance, mass housing works better with some buyers than a Home Possible or a Home Ready. There's so many different ways. So if you have a higher credit score and you had 3% down, I would put you more in a Home Possible or a Home Ready.
But why doesn't every bank have all the programs?
Because they just don't have access. Some of them are their portfolioed. Some of them they don't, you know, kind of, you have to get signed up with Fannie and Freddie. You know what I mean? In mass housing, we had to get set up with mass housing. That's why a lot of places don't have mass housing.
Right.
So Fairway had to go with mass housing, get, you know, go.
So you go the extra mile,
yeah,
honestly,
yep,
to ensure that your clients have all the choices available to,
yep,
them that are out there, right?
Yeah, there's not many products I can think of that we don't have. And if there is a product out there that's good for them, Fairway's on it, trying to get us involved in it going forward, because they want to have the best products and everything that's, you know, reputable out there. You know, there's a lot of fly-by-night things that you'll hear. That's a lot of, you know, sometimes if you're out there, that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. There's a lot of, you know, credence in that.
Right.
So you just kind of, you know, you got to go with someone that's been doing it and then have examples of it, you know, or referrals. Like you said, have referrals, have people call you. This is stuff we do every day, you know, use these loan products. So I know they're good. You know, some of them almost sounded, you know, incredibly too good. One of them came, I didn't even believe it. And we had it. There was Home Ready. There's a product where if you're above a certain debt ratio, you know, in our industry, 45, back, what's called a back-end debt ratio is a big deal. And once you're over that, you won't get approved in certain loan programs. Well, in this one, it was amazing that if you had someone living with you that was going to be living with you for the next year, so a roommate, and they sign a piece of paper that says they're going to live there for the next year, we can not have them on the loan, but use their income as a qualifying factor and get the loan closed.
Really?
Now, when I read it, I didn't believe it. I said, "This, I best be reading something incorrectly."
Right.
Here, you know,
typo there.
Yep, 100%, because it just sounded too good to be true. So what I did was looked into it more and actually used the loan program many times now, and it's what it is. It says it is. So it's just someone has to go in and make sure they're doing their due diligence, and it's not too good. But this was a direct Fannie product. So
and
I knew it was,
and honestly, when I do ask people, and it's not pushy or anything. I just say, hey, give him a call. I'll send you his contact information.
Right.
Just reach out again, whatever you want to do. 100% of the time, they end up going with you. And I did recently have clients that, you know, they were new. I met them. You know, I had to show a property for another agent, and she said, if, you know, they want to work with you, they can. And they were all set through his company. And I said, okay, that's good.
Right.
And then when push came to shove and we were in kind of a bidding war, their pre-approval was outdated.
Right.
And so it was a Saturday. And that's when we go see properties with a
right.
lot of people. They couldn't get in touch with him. And he said, well, I only, you know, work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We both know that I'm often texting you at 11:30 at night, 10:30 at mm-hmm. night, Sunday night. And you're like, I'm out to dinner, but as soon as I get home, I'll get this taken care of.
Right.
And, you know, you take care of that for me. Well, they ended up calling me and they remembered. I only said it to them once. And
right.
they remembered and they said, do you think we can get this from your guy? You were out that night.
Yep.
It was about 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, I had the pre-approval. They did everything they needed to do for you, and we ended up, you know, we just closed on that property, and we ended up, our offer was accepted. And they were wonderful. And they just said, you know, Cindy, we were scared, we weren't trusting, they're not from this area. And I said, I absolutely respect that, but they ended up, they said, why didn't we listen to you from the beginning? Because he was great. And I said, well, it only took you 6 months to like me, to actually commit to me.
Yes.
So you didn't even know him. So they were great. But that's what happens each and every time. And I'm not doing it for any gain person. Nothing.
There's nothing you get it's out for of it except for a good experience.
Because I want the best for you. And then, you know, hopefully you can share that with your friends. And, you know, I don't even think about that. I'm just taking care of the people like you are that I'm currently working with. And if something comes of that, that's great. But that's not what we're looking for.
No.
It's just peace of mind and knowing that, okay, so there. And I've had you with other clients that I think they're in maybe a mass housing. And then as it, because it's taking a little bit longer to find someone a property because of the multiple offers, by the time we're ready to do theirs, you found a better program for them, or their credit, you know, got better and they ended up, you went with something else because you're constantly on it and looking at it for them and you're not just settling.
Right.
Because
a lot of times we'll get, you know, pre-approval done and they might, you know, a lot of time, you know, we always try and get people pre-approved early. We try, but a lot of times it comes last minute. So, you know, for instance, the way that client you sent me on the weekend, well, we needed that pre-approval done that day. Well, if their score was a little bit low, for example, say it was a 720.
Right.
Well, there's a program that'll work for that. But now say they didn't get that property and we have to move along and it may take a month or two to find that. Well, right when I talk to them, I'll say, well, if you maybe do these few little things, it can improve your credit score. And if we improve your credit score, we can use this other program and it will probably drop your rate by an eighth or so. Well, an eighth, we all know, over 30 years is a lot of money.
Right.
So that's why we do that. So then what happens is now I get, you know, the bad part, they might not have got that first property that they loved. But now through this, we've upped their credit score. We repull credit. Their score is better. They qualify for a better rate in a different program. And now they're much happier that they, you know, kind of that little delay was a little bit of a silver lining for them. And they found a house that they loved anyway.
And it's those extra things that you do and that you think about that you may have them here and it may take us 2 or 3 months to find something. But in that process, again, you're doing your job. I don't even know what you're doing, but you don't just settle or you don't just leave them there. If something could be changed or a new program comes out that might work better for them, you're all over that so that at the end of the day, you know, they are in the best possible place that they can be. And that is, like, I can't even tell you how much I talk about that and how important that is to me for these people. Really?
Yeah, no, I actually love doing it because they're just at the experience when someone's buying a house. A lot of times I get a lot of first-time buyers, too, just how happy they are at the end of the day when they're closing and they just, you know, maybe they had talked to someone else and they, geez, I wasn't aware of any of these other things that were out there. They didn't tell me. And, you know, some of these people that don't have them available to them, I feel bad because they can't offer them. But they're only kind of doing, you know, someone, I've had people come to me and they had, you know, say a 740 credit score, you know, 10% down, and they'll say, oh, I'm in an FHA loan. And I say, what possible reason would you be in an FHA loan?
But they don't know, right?
Right. So then, well, that's FHA, what my guy, that's what my guy
like,
told
oh, okay,
me. That's
whatever.
What my guy told me. So at the end of the day, I said, well, this guy's probably just an FHA lender. That's it.
But they don't know
They
that.
Don't know exactly. So.
And that's what I think is difficult for me when the few people that trickle in that I am able to help in that way. And I think about all those that I just don't even know about that are out there, and they just assume this is it, or they assume that that's the loan, and it's, you know, because people don't even know, well, that's a conventional loan. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not, but they don't know
They don't know the difference.
And they're not, nothing's
being explained
to them.
A lot of times people don't take the time to explain it to them. It's a little bit, again, it's a little bit more work, but I don't mind it because I feel people are much happier at the end of the day when they know things. People, when you don't understand something, you don't feel good about it.
No.
There's no good feeling. You just don't feel good moving forward. That's why if you explain, you know, the differences, a lot of people don't understand escrows. You know, you're escrowing your taxes and insurance. What's this? How come my closing costs are so high? Well, you know, it's not your closing costs that are high. When you buy a house, you have to set up your escrow account. So that's your taxes and insurance. Basically, think of it as a forced savings account.
Right.
So part of your monthly mortgage payment is your 1/12 of your taxes and 1/12 of your homeowner's insurance. So when those are due, the bank sends that money out for you.
Right.
But people don't understand they have to collect up front to get those to run properly. If you're closing within 60 days of a tax date, we collect that and it gets paid those three
right.
months. So people, geez, wow, that's so expensive. And a lot of times if you're buying an expensive house, your escrow is going to be more expensive than your actual closing costs, because our closing costs are the same
right.
on every loan. The only thing that ever changes is our title insurance, because title insurance is based off of purchase price and loan amount.
Right.
So it's the same factor, but it's just different numbers. But that's it. Everything else will be the same for you. So people don't understand that. Wow, my closing costs. Well, they're not really closing costs. And that's another
thing.
And
I think that's just the term that we use is closing mm-hmm. costs. But,
yep.
you know, now, like, if I put that, if I'm, you know, that's a whole, this is a whole other subject for a whole other show. But when I put, you know, seller to contribute, taxes, prepaid, escrows, mm-hmm. and, I forget the other thing already.
Closing costs.
Into the loan, mm-hmm. I have to put all of those things, because it's
yep.
not just closing costs.
Yeah, no. When we do those seller concessions, like a lot
yeah.
of people don't understand seller concession. Like,
right.
oh, how am I going to pay my closing costs? Well, you can do what's called a seller concession. When you put your offer in, you can say, you know, I don't know, just for a random number, $400,000 with $5,000 back towards my closing costs, and prepaid and escrow. So now when it closes, the seller pays those for you
right.
up to $5,000. So now that's less money out of your pocket, and we all know when you're buying a house, you might need, you know, furniture, televisions, anything. So why not, you know, have the seller pay that for you?
Because it's so little. And the seller
right.
isn't actually, you know, paying it. The seller nets
it comes
the
out
$395,
of the proceeds,
but
right.
it comes out of their – you're paying, your loan is for $400,000. They're netting $395,000
right.
on their thing. So
right.
that is a tough thing to explain to a lot of people, because some sellers will say, well, I'm not paying for it. No, you're allowing them to roll them in. And
yeah.
make it look like they paid $5,000
right.
or $6,000 more for the property.
Right.
You're not actually, you know, giving
no.
them a check.
In essence, at the closing table, it's just allocation of funds.
Right.
So in other words, they should think of it as they're selling the house for $395,000 instead of $400,000.
Right.
But the buyer thinks of it they're paying for as a house for $400,000.
Right.
That's the easiest
and,
way
and
to
it
kind
is,
of explain.
It is easy, but there are I think there are so many people that just don't
it's
even
very
understand
confusing.
It, or it's not explained to them
mm-hmm.
properly.
No, it is confusing, because they're saying, well, if they're paying my closing costs, then why am I on a $400,000 loan amount? Well, because
right.
the person has to be paid that amount to pay them back.
Right.
So a lot of people just, it's a little confusing.
And the wording can get that.
100%.
The wording can get that way
mm-hmm.
To them. But so the other thing, let's just give people that home scouting app and
yep.
information.
Just go into either of your app stores on Android or Apple, and you just look up home scouting. And just use C Ford, and it's 100% free. So it's C Ford, all lowercase, and you can start looking for houses right now, and just kind of use all those tools that we had talked about earlier.
Right, and it's great. And then if you do want the Fairway Now, you can certainly
the Fairway Now app. It's more you know when you're talking to us, or you can call me.
Yeah.
And, you know, just call me at the office, and I'll just text it right to you then. We can, again, it's always linked right to your file.
And, Dan, if people do want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Just call me at the office, 781-536-4172. It's 781-536-4172, and just ask for me.
That's great. That's
yep.
awesome. And any new programs that you know that you're working on coming out?
Or? No, Freddie has one where it's coming out where we're going to be getting involved, and where we contribute 2% to your down payment. So we're working on it. So we'll see if
ooh,
it actually
tuned
comes through.
For
yeah,
that one, everyone.
That
hopefully,
would be nice.
It will. That
yep.
would be. I'd like to hear about that.
Yep.
Because maybe Kimmy, maybe when you buy your first condo, when you make your millions at Fairway,
right?
Oh, me and all my millions,
right?
Wait, if she's getting millions, what am I doing there?
Well, you don't have the right job.
Oh, you're right.
You're the loan officer. She's in charge
exactly.
of marketing.
You have
exactly.
to be an intern.
Right, exactly. I'm going back to college.
You have to be an intern to make millions. That's what you have to do. And now I would just like to let people know that if they would like to listen to this podcast, they can go to bostonconnect.com. We do download the podcast. And we also have all of our open houses for this weekend on the website as well. And Dan, again, one more time, how can people reach you?
Just call the office, 781-536-4172, and just ask for me.
And I just want to thank everyone. Hopefully, you are getting home safely. And if you have any questions for me, 781-367-4419.
And Elna, go to bed.